destined to win. Now, that is a new song to a lot of you that have been watching the netcast for some time. This is netcast number 147, and we have been at it now since netcast number 100. Prior to that, it was all audio. So we now have, this is our 47th venture into video. Praise the Lord. So, this is a new theme song for us. It's not new to me. I've heard it since 1985 when it first came out. DeGarmo and Key recorded it, and it just really grabbed a hold of me and ministered to me at the time. And I just really like the thought that we are destined to win. We've got somebody preparing a way before us, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And He prepares us a path of victory. We are victorious. We're more than conquerors in Him. Not in me, not in you, but in Him. We are more than conquerors. So we are destined to win. Amen? All right. Now, you probably noticed we've got our studio in better shape. We've got our lighting in better shape. We've got our HD camera in use now. Got our new microphone system in place. Everything's coming together. Praise the Lord. We're going from glory to glory. We're going to talk about that in just a minute from the scripture. But we are going from glory to glory, and we are taking steps to achieve greater and greater excellence of ministry. Brother Kenneth Copeland many years ago talked about that we should be operating in excellence when it comes to ministry. And I really grabbed a hold of that, and I'm believing every time we come on, it's going to get better. Every time we expand our technology, it gets better. So everything we can do to fulfill our vision of proclaiming the word of faith, being a showcase of ministries, training people to fulfill the word of God, that's what we're going to do. Praise the Lord. And we got some things to talk about in that regard as we get into the netcast today. Now, there are tremendous opportunities all throughout the internet to hear the word of God and hear it in an uncompromised fashion. I tell you, there are also some places you don't want to go. They're preaching things and that where they are handling the word of God deceitfully, and that refers to a scripture we're going to get into in today's netcast. But there are ministries, unfortunately, that are not preaching and teaching the uncompromised word of faith, which is why it's so important we have places you can go hear the word of faith preached in an uncompromised fashion. That's why I'm so excited about Word of Faith Radio with Brother Harold and Sister Peggy Cagle up in Newton, North Carolina. Being able to help them technically has been a tremendous blessing to me, and to help see their vision come to pass for Word of Faith 24/7, Word of Faith Internet Radio at WFR.org. We host their website. Our servers host the streaming radio signal, and it's just exciting to see what God is doing with that, and that's radio. Now, what about television? What about what we're watching right here? You're watching me with Internet Protocol IP TV television. This is a brand new thing that is catching on. A lot of people go and watch things on YouTube. A lot of people use Vimeo and use other types of sites that stream video. And it's a very technical thing to stream a video signal. And yet, here at Word of Faith Ministries, praise the Lord, we've got technology available to us because of my background in computers and contacts. The Lord's put some things together. I love it. He's just put things together for us where we have a server on a very broadband connection, huge bandwidth on the internet. We have capabilities on that server to stream video. We have the technology to record video and to edit it and do all these things. It's a blessing, and it's all come together over the last 2 to 3 years. The Lord's been putting this together. This is not an overnight flash in the pan thing. It's been developing, going from glory to glory, as we're going to see from the scripture. But the thing about it is, this capability is giving us an opportunity to go to a new project. Now, you know I'm project-oriented, and you know that the last project we had was to get the HD camera that we're using right now to record this netcast. Took about a year. Put my faith out there and began to believe God for it, and it came in, praise the Lord. Now, you know, Jesus talked about keeping your faith out there like a servant. Your faith should be a servant. And just like you don't expect your servant to get something to eat and sit down and rest before he feeds you as the master. Now, you know, we're not used to master-servant relationships today, but this was a parable that Jesus told. And in that parable, he said, no, you expect the servant to feed the master, take care of the master, then the servant can go and take care of his own needs. Well, in the same way, you need to keep your servant out there. You need to keep your faith out there. You need to keep it working. You need to have faith projects. And that's what we're doing. We have a faith project. The HD camera was a faith project. Well, now we have manifestation. We have the HD camera. Should we just sit down and say, oh, well, we've achieved the HD camera, our faith project's over, we're just going to rest? No, we keep our faith out there. We keep our servant out there. So what are we going to do? We're going to have another faith project. And this particular faith project is like what Brother Kenneth Copeland has done with BVOV.TV. If you're not familiar with that website, he has a 24/7 video feed going of all of his programs, his programming, his conventions. He's able to show his conventions live. I encourage you to go check it out, BVOV.TV. I've got it right there on the lower third where you can see it. BVOV stands for Believer's Voice of Victory.TV. Now, how about if we had our own 24/7 Word of Faith oriented TV network? Well, that's our next faith project. SpeakFaith.TV. Very simple, two words, Speak Faith, run together, right there on the lower third, SpeakFaith.TV. Now, it's not .com, it's not .org, it's .TV. That's what a lot of people use for streaming video. Now, you can go check it out right now. Go to SpeakFaith.TV, you'll see what I'm talking about. And you might say, well, Dr. Bill, if you got it up, what do we have to believe for? Well, I'm going to tell you. We need to believe for the software to run it. I've got the software installed, but it's in a trial version. What that means is only 10 people at a time can connect to it. Well, that means you start watching, a friend of yours starts watching, another person starts watching. That only leaves 7 more slots, and then it locks up and nobody else can see it. And we don't want that to happen. We want unlimited ability to preach the gospel. Amen? So what do we need to do? We need to purchase that software. The software is $995. You say, wow, that's a lot of money. Not for God. That's chicken feed. Praise God. That's nothing to God. And I'm telling you what, unlimited ability to preach the Word of God, the Word of Faith message over the internet, it's well worth it. I'm telling you, the scripture says that a laborer is worthy of his hire. I don't mind paying the $995, but I don't have it in my pocket. But I tell you what, God can provide it, and I believe there's a lot of you that'll catch the vision and contribute to this vision, just like some of you did to the HDTV, or HD camera for HDTV, I should say. So, if you would like to contribute to this project, all you got to do is click on the donate button on the website over on the left-hand side of the page. Click on that donate button, go through and fill it out, and that will go to this project to purchase this software and make SpeakFaith.TV not just a test, but make it a reality. And I'm looking forward to it, praise God. I know it's coming to pass. And right now, you can go watch Dr. Gary Price's program. You can watch the Word of Faith Netcast, this program. And you can go in, you can scroll back and forth in time on a video feed. You can blow it up full screen. You can reduce it back down. There's a channel selector. It's just neat. You need to check it out. So I'd encourage you to go to SpeakFaith.TV and check that out. It's going to be a blessing. I'm excited about it. And you need to get excited about it. And the most important thing is pray about it. Don't just kind of, you know, blow it off and say, oh, well, I'm sure that that'll come to pass. Well, I agree it will come to pass. But you might have a part in that. Amen. You may need to put your faith out there like that servant and keep him busy. So begin to believe God to have the finances to contribute to this project, and I believe it will be an adventure in faith for you. Amen? All right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's get into the Word, because I've got some things I want to share with you. We're going to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, the last two verses of that chapter. Verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 3 says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Praise the Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is liberty. Now, if you go into a meeting where they're preaching and teaching the Word of God and the Holy Ghost is moving, there is freedom and there is liberty present. Amen? All right, next verse. "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass." Now, the word glass here is literally talking about a mirror. It is the Greek word katotridzomahi, which means a mirror. And you see yourself in a mirror. Now, the thing is, I've got a little mirror here, a little round mirror. If I look in that mirror, I see myself reflected. Well, what's happening? The light is hitting my face, it's going to the glass, and it's reflecting back so I can see myself in that mirror. Well, that's a natural mirror. But the Word of God, we're told, is a mirror. The glory of God, we're told, is a mirror. We look into the face of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see reflected back an image. Now, here's what happens. This is good. Stick with me here. Listen closely. "But we all, with open faith, face, beholding as in a glass or a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image." Now, the word change here is metamorpho. It's where we get the word metamorphosis. We are changed. We are metamorphosized supernaturally into the same image. The same image as Jesus. The same image as the Word of God. The same image of the glory of God. From glory to glory. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now you see me looking over here to the side. What I'm doing is I'm reading my eSword electronic Bible. If you need an electronic Bible, you go check out e-sword.net, because it's a tremendous electronic Bible, a tool that you can use to read the Scripture, look up things. It's excellent, and it's free. So check it out. But when you see me glance over, that's what I'm doing, is reading the Scriptures here. "With an open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are changed from the same image, from glory to glory." What does that mean? That means as you get into meetings where they're preaching the Word of God, you get around the glory of God. Remember last time we were talking about the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith is caught. It is not taught. You have to be around people of like precious faith for that spirit of faith, that overcoming winning attitude of faith, that being destined to win attitude, to get off on you. You have to be around people that believe that they're destined to win. You have to be around people that believe they're going from glory to glory. You have to be around people that believe, period. Amen? They're believers. Now, if you're around people that aren't believers, or they believe in doubt, gloom, and fear, and unbelief, you're going to reflect that. You don't want to reflect that. You want the spirit of faith. You want the overcoming, winning attitude of faith. So what do? You get into meetings where the glory of God's in manifestation. Woo, glory to God. I've been in some meetings where I could see, I'm talking see with my eyes, the glory of the Lord. A cloud, a mist appearing in the room. I kid you not. I was at Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1981 at Rhema Bible Training Center, and it was during camp meeting, and they had a special meeting there, and I'm telling you, the glory of the Lord came down. Brother Hagin was not able to minister for the glory. People were falling out under the power all over the room. Just, you know, happened. I mean, nobody laid hands on them. It was spontaneous. They just fell out. And I'm staggering around looking at all this and looking at the glory and just being amazed. I tell you, that'll change you. That will change your life to be around that glory. And what happens? You are beholding the glory. The glory is reflected to you, and you are changed supernaturally. See, we're not talking about a natural process here. We're talking about a supernatural process. We're talking about being changed supernaturally by the Holy Ghost from glory to glory. So you see the glory of God manifestation. It begins to rub off on you. You begin to get that winning, overcoming attitude of faith. And I tell you what, it changes you. It changes who you are. It changes how you think. And you go from glory to glory. Now let's go to chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, it says, seeing we have this ministry, what ministry? The glory of God being in manifestation, preaching the word of faith, proclaiming the word of faith, getting around people of like precious faith and have the spirit of faith in operation. Seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. We have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. Now it says, even in Paul's day, there were people handling the word of God deceitfully. I mentioned earlier, there are people out there on the internet handling the word of God deceitfully. But you know, in another verse of scripture, Paul said, well, some are preaching Jesus just for their stomach's sake, just because it's a job. They're getting paid. He said, well, if nothing else, Christ is being preached. Well, I'll tell you what, there are people out there preaching, but you need to get around people that are preaching with the glory of God manifestation. You need to get around people that are preaching where the Holy Ghost falls, the Spirit and the Word joining together and operating in agreement together. Whew, amen. That's what you need. And that's what's happening in these days, I'm telling you. All right, but he says, we've renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. We're not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth. What's the truth? Jesus said, thy word is truth. Amen? Manifestation of the word, manifestation of the truth, manifestations of the Holy Ghost, commending ourselves in every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. Now, I want you to think about that. Satan is the little G-O-D. Notice I did that on purpose. Little G-O-D, God of this world system. He doesn't own the earth. The earth is not his. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But he is God, little G-O-D, of the world system that's in operation. The Babylonian system that's working in this world right now, he's in control over it. And so people are blinded. People on the internet, on YouTube, videos that are being shown out there where they're running down God and blaspheming God and terrible things are being said and done. Islamic revolutionists that are using internet video to preach hatred to the world and get people to strap bombs to themselves and blow themselves up. I'm telling you, blindness is out there. Darkness is out there. The God of this world is out there. We need to be out there. We as believers with a spirit of faith and the glory of God and the word of God, we need to be out there. And that's why SpeakFaith.tv is important. And that's why Word of Faith Radio is important. That's why this netcast is important. And the radio broadcast is important. And all the opportunities we have to proclaim the word of faith, be a showcase of ministries and train people to fulfill the word of God is important. And I'm not letting it go. And neither should you. You need to get a hold of your faith, keep that servant out there, and keep him working. Keep him in operation. And it says here, I'm getting off on a rabbit trail. That's okay. It says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Woo! What does that mean? That means the veil needs to be lifted. How does that happen? Through prayer. Now, we're having prayer at the church. Matter of fact, I'm going to have to shut this down and go to the church tonight, because Monday through Thursday, all this week and next week, and we did it last week as well, so 21 days in a row, we've been fasting meat and sugar, and we've been going to the church and praying. And that's what it's going to take. Prayer will lift the veil. Prayer will dispel the darkness. And people who have had their eyes blinded will have them opened. And we're believing for that. We're standing for that. We're holding fast to that. Because what's going to happen? In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest, or if it weren't for that, lest the light of the glorious, woo, glorious, see, it's the glory of God behind it, the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, remember that we saw in that mirror of the Word, the image of God should shine unto them. And when they see that light come from the mirror of the Word of God, when they see the light of the glory, remember Moses' face was lit up with the glory of God. When they see that light, praise God, and the blindness has been lifted, the darkness has been lifted, they'll receive the glorious gospel. Woo, praise God. Now that's what we need to stand for, amen. Well, I tell you, we're out of time. We're going to have to go. But I tell you what, I want you to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. That's Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, High Point, North Carolina, 27262. You can also write me here at my email address. It's faster to use email than to use what we call snail mail or the old printed mail. But, you know, if you got a computer, which I'm sure you do, if you're watching me on the internet, you need to write me Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. Join us next time. Get excited about SpeakFaith.tv. Go out and look at it. See the potential of it. And remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.